Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Soul Enchilada by David McGinnis Gill. Performed by Michelle Carmen Gomez. To Ted Hippel, who taught us all to be well. Chapter 1. The Rent Man Cometh. Most folks don't know the exact minute that life's going to be over. I wasn't any different. I had no idea the end was coming. So I didn't realize when the landlord woke me up by beating on the front door of my apartment, a 200-square-foot roach motel with a half-bath, no phone, no cable, and no air conditioner, I had only 61 hours and 44 minutes before my soul was taken away.
"Wake up if you know what's good for you!"
the landlord hollered in a thick Peckerwood accent, repeatedly ringing the doorbell.
"Rent's due!"
"Mr. Payne?" I groaned and rolled off the couch, which I'd collapsed into at 3 a.m. I stumbled across the apartment, shaking my dreads out and wishing to hell I hadn't slept in my work clothes, which were now more wrinkled than my Auntie Pearl's rear end. I opened the door a crack. Light flooded into my eyes, half blinding me, and I blinked at Mr. Payne like a groggy Gila monster.
"You know what time it is?"
"Yes, ma'am, Miss Smoot, I sure do. It's rent time."
He stuck a yellowed, liver-spotted hand inside and started groping around.
"You're 5 days late, Eunice, for the third month in a row. Ow!"
"Sorry," I said, because I'd leaned on the door, pinching his wrist in the crack. But I didn't give an inch. Mr. Payne had pipe-cleaner wrists, a head shaped like a sapote fruit, and a long shank of hair.